Only smart people get up early enough to listen to the Francine Marie Show. So thanks for listening, smarty pants.
Oi, Billy! Oscar! Dave! Get up! Francine Marie Show's on!
Good morning. Thanks for joining us. Guess what? You need to mark your calendars for October 26th. We are having a pancake and beer 5K run. NC Med Assist. I'll say it again. NC Med Assist is joining us this morning. She's back. It's Sheila Kidwell. She's our Director of Foundations and Communications. Also, she brought along a new best friend. It's Misty Moore, our Senior Development Director.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Whoa. Everybody's got a smile on. We're ready for pancakes. We're ready for beer and bacon.
Don't forget the bacon.
Yeah.
I love me some bacon. Just give me bacon.
Just a cup full of bacon.
A cup full of bacon.
You know, a lot of people request that too.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
It's Boar's Head bacon. Who can say no to Boar's Head bacon?
Yeah, it's the really, really good stuff.
The good. Okay. Yeah. But so is NC Med Assist.
Yes.
You guys have, you've been around for quite some time, and you provide medications, life-saving medications. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so we've been around since 1997. We originally started just in Mecklenburg County, but we are actually the entire state of North Carolina now. We provide prescription medication for anyone who is low income and uninsured. So they just contact us, and they just have to meet a couple of requirements, show us that they're under the federal poverty level. We actually allow them to be up to 200% below the federal poverty level. And as long as they are uninsured, we have social workers who work for us, and they kind of help them fill out those forms, and we mail the prescriptions directly to them.
I think that's the coolest thing. Mail them.
It's so needed, especially in rural areas. And we have been to some very rural areas throughout North Carolina.
How do you know where to go? Like, how do you know that Stanley County or whatever county needs you more than the other county?
I feel like they all need us equally. We are statewide, so we serve all 100 counties with our prescription program. And then our mobile free pharmacy, which is just essentially our free over-the-counter medicines, we take those out and about into different communities across the state. And these communities are typically a community that's lower income and that's in need. We do have to receive funding partners to bring those events there. So it could be different organizations or different entities, different corporations who take on those projects. Brings probably 1,000 individuals out in one day, stock up their medicine cabinets. Give some free OTC medicines.
Band-Aids, cold medicine.
Vitamins.
Allergy.
Oh,
children's medicines. Yeah, allergy.
You have a robot.
We have
two robots, yeah. Before we got our robots, we thought that it was going to be actual robots that you see on TV. but they're just these huge boxes that are very, very smart. There are two of them. We call them Max and Mini.
Whatever medication, it will count it out.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And you put the medication in one side and the bottles in the other, and it kind of just puts it through. It does its little thing, and out it spits and puts the label, and it comes out the other side. Our pharmacy puts out over 1,000 prescriptions a day. We have two different types of prescriptions. We have our name brand prescriptions, and then we have our generics. The generics we do have to pay for, and about 73% to 77%, just depends on the year, are generic. So we purchase those. The rest are name brand, and those we work with like patient assistance programs with the larger companies. So those are donated to us, but the huge percentage actually we pay for ourselves. So that's where we request a lot of funding through grants and partnerships.
If you're just not tuning in, we're talking about a race that's going on. It's October the 26th at Old Mecklenburg Brewery. What time do we need to be there? I know you guys are getting there early. I'm going to be there early.
Yeah, we're going to get there bright and early, but the actual race starts at 9 a.m. So we give you an extra hour. Most 5Ks start at 8, but it could be chilly that morning. It is in fall, so it's probably going to start getting chilly, and we'll start at 9 a.m. And it's great at OMB because they have those fire pits there that we can fire up and have a cozy little fire campfire there.
And some people do dress up. Because it's close to Halloween. That's probably going to be the designated day. that people go party?
I encourage people to dress up. I think it's a lot of fun. People dress up their pets and their children. And I do want to mention, though, that it is pet and children friendly. Come run with your dog, bring your children out. I know there's pancakes and beer, but it's a lot of fun for adults and for children.
Well, you got to pay
to register to run. Absolutely.
Yeah, and there's a lot of folks that do the walk-up thing in Charlotte, North Carolina. They wait to the day of.
And you can do that there as well. So you can register up until October the 25th online, or you can, like you mentioned, walk up the day of the event, October 26th, and get your registration that day.
Got it. All right, go right now. It's medassist.org, medassist.org. Sheila, what don't you do? We're going to get to Misty's job soon. What don't you do? I know you're writing grants.
I do. So I write grants, which help fund our programs. And then I also do a lot of our communications, one of which the things is here meeting with you now. Marketing, social media, that type of stuff. And I go to a lot of our mobile pharmacy events throughout all the counties in North Carolina. So what don't I do is a
because you
got to
plan
question.
The grant writing days separate from the days you have to get out of the office to go see clients.
Absolutely. Yes. And sometimes I'll just bring my computer with me and work on it in the evenings or afternoons, because the grant writing doesn't stop. The funding always has to continue because there's always patients in need. Last year, we served, I think we dispensed over 229,000 prescriptions. We served 18,805 patients with our free pharmacy program. And that's just the prescription medication. Between the free pharmacy program and the mobile free pharmacy, we served over 57,000 individuals in North Carolina.
All of us at NC Medassist pull up our sleeves. We wear many, many hats, as most nonprofits. I think that that's so common. I think everyone can relate that's in the nonprofit world. I'm the senior development director. I, along with Sheila, help raise money for the organization. I don't write any grants, but I partner with different corporate partners across the state, different organizations, different entities, to individuals to ask them to donate money.
Because my next question was, if someone's listening now and they had the power, they had the money, they had the connections, how would they partner with you?
How would they partner with us? So there's a lot of different ways you can partner. For it costs us $220 to support one patient for an entire year. So for just $220, we can support a patient, supply their prescription medicines to them for an entire year. These are folks that are having to choose whether or not they want to purchase food for their family this month or this week, or their prescription medicines that are often life-saving and critical, and they need these to survive. So you can go online, medassist.org, to make a donation. You can call our office, 704-536-1790, and speak to someone and do your donation over the phone.
And we can call and ask, can we volunteer?
We have plenty of volunteer opportunities. We have a OTC warehouse, and so we have lots of over-the-counter medicines that need to be sorted and organized. So, yes, you can call our office and find out volunteer opportunities. They're also online. Everything's online, medassist.org, and click on volunteer at the top of the page, and you can sign up to volunteer you, yourself, your family, your group. Sign up to volunteer and sort some medicines for us.
They are a fun bunch. Come on, y'all.
It's
they are
so
a fun bunch.
We have a lot of fun over there. Francine was just with us at our free OTC store celebration.
Great breakfast. The grits were amazing. Like, where do these grits come from? They're amazing.
We should have brought you some grits today.
Okay, because it's the breakfast time. Well, right. I can eat grits 24/7.
And the bacon. I think you liked the bacon.
Yeah. She does like bacon. This is why she's very interested in the pancakes and beer 5K, because we have bacon there.
And we have to give a shout out. I know we can't remember I can't remember everybody's name, but hey, Brenda, NC Medicis, the team.
Yes, Brenda.
Lori, our CEO. She's Lori. Our wonderful leader. Hey, Lori.
And we definitely couldn't do this without Renee, who manages our OTC store and our warehouse. Mm-hmm. Dustin is our pharmacy manager. So he's the one who makes sure all of these prescriptions get out there. Kinsey manages all all the volunteers, as well as the mobile pharmacy events.
And we have so many more. All of our team of social workers, everyone else that's on our team in the development department, all of our pharmacists, all of our pharmacy technicians.
Who drives the truck? That's what I want to know. When you go out, who drives?
You're looking at them.
Yeah.
We all do.
Yeah.
We all take turns driving the truck.
That's a big truck.
Yes. It is. It's a big truck for us.
That's bigger than the U-Haul that you rent.
Yeah.
I want to say it's 16 feet is the typical one that we rent.
Mm-hmm. You fill that with prescriptions to the rim.
We fill that with the over-the-counter medicines. Yes. Yeah. So every time we go out on the road, we take turns driving that big truck. Kinsey drives it a lot, but we take turns. We are all trained, I guess you would say, to drive the truck.
In box truck training.
All right, go right now. It's medassist.org, medassist.org, or call 704-536-1790. Our best friends are back. It's Sheila Kidwell, our Director of Foundations and Communications. I love that. Also, it's Misty Moore, our Senior Development Director with NC MedAssist. Thank you, ladies. We will see you October 26th.
Yes, please come out that day. You're going to have so much fun. Register today at MedAssist.org. Click on that 5K banner and sign up.
Absolutely. And I do want to say, if you are not a runner, I am not a runner. You do not need to be a runner to do this. You can run, you can walk, you can dance, you can skip, jog. You can just leisurely stroll. It is a fun event for family, friends. Mm-hmm. It is about supporting patients. It is about bringing the community together. This is so much more than a 5K or pancakes and beer. Yeah. This is about individuals in our state who need our help to get prescription medication that they could not afford. And the medicines that we provide are all, none of them are narcotic medication. They are, they're all for diabetes or chronic illnesses.
Life-saving
heart medications, high cholesterol medicines. Yes. Also, there's a huge team aspect to this 5K. So it would be great to have as many teams there as we can. So at your company, at your organization, create a team and ask people to join you and come out and just have a lot of fun that day. It's way more fun to do it with a team probably than alone. So take advantage of that and come out. And everyone who registers gets a long sleeve NC MedAssist run t-shirt. It's the soft cotton. You'll love them. It's like the vintage cotton. You get a pancake and bacon breakfast. And then you also get a beer. Everyone who's 21 and older.
A pint?
A pint of beer.
A pint of beer.
A pint of OMB beer. And they give you choices, too. So they'll give you a few different choices of what kind of beer you want. And then if that one beer is not enough, you can certainly purchase additional beers that day. And then also this year, 2019, anyone who creates a team and has a team of 10 people or more, you will get additional race perks. So one of those additional race perks is you will get an additional beer ticket. So not only do you get one beer, you'll get two beers that day. And then we'll have a fun photo shoot for our teams and a lot of different fun for them.
Nice.
Absolutely. So we really hope that you will join us. This is just meant to be a day of fun. You know, if there is someone that you have just been dying to ask out on a date and you know that they like to run, but you may not, and you know, or you see them at the gym and you like to run, this is a perfect time.
I mean, you can purchase a gift on the website.
Yeah, make it, or if you're not a runner, but you like what we do, you can actually make a donation for this event and you don't have to, you can just stay at home and think about what we're doing.
Yeah,
that's fine too.
A sleep in.
You can be a phantom runner.
Yes.
Phantom runner is an option there too.
Come meet the runner of your life. Right?
Oh, yeah. And I'm sure there are plenty of those
runners
there.
Gotta be single though.
Yeah. Yes.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Well, your 1 hour of public talk radio is up. I am your hostess of the mostest, Francine Marie. Join us next weekend, same time, same station, and I'll be here. Until we meet, darling, I want you to have a good week. Bye-bye, everybody.
Thank you for joining us for the Francine Marie Show, where we address issues concerning you and your family.
That's all for now. See you next week. Pop, it's showtime. Showtime. Guess who's back again? Oh, they don't know. Downtown. Oh, they don't know. Downtown. I bet they know as soon as we walk.
the color red, the blue.
Only smart people get up early enough to listen to the Francine Marie Show. So thanks for listening, smarty pants.